Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. So I really want to do it. So do it. We'll talk about that after this. Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Okay. One of the things I really like about role-playing games is it is relatively easy. It's accessible. It's more accessible than it was like in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s. To me, anybody with half a brain can figure out what this is. It's just a lot of people don't want to put, when they think of games, they think of something like Monopoly, where they don't have to put, or even Candyland or Sorry or something like that, where they don't have to put much skin in the game. In other words, you know, put the board out. Everybody kind of knows how to play. And you don't have to worry about, you know, character stats or motivations or what they're going to fight or all that kind of stuff. But I've got to hand it to the current edition. It has made it a lot more accessible. It has streamlined some stuff. It has actually worked on getting new players in to the game. I mean, I find there's a lot of problems with it for me because I like simple. But still, you got to hand it to them. So that's why there's a lot of books out there to help you, a lot of supplements, how to be a great GM, a lot of YouTube videos and blogs and things like that, because they're showing you the way. Now, I know back in my day that if you're a player, fantastic. If you're a GM, not so much. Although once you get the hang, the thing is, once you get the hang of GMing, it really gets a lot easier. What you have to do is you have to establish your routines of what to do. And you know what? When I see a player who's played maybe half a dozen times or so saying, I wish I could GM. I want to GM too. And I said, look, do it. Just do it. It's like, if you've ever seen that movie Hondo with John Wayne, where the boy is fishing and there's something on the other side of the stream, and John Wayne comes along and he says, what's the matter? He says, well, I can't go over there and get whatever it is. I don't remember it is. He says, why? He says, because I can't swim. How old are you? He says, you can't swim. He puts the boy's fishing pole down, picks him up and throws him in the middle of the lake or the stream. And he just said, bring some water next to you, you know, just bring it, you know, towards you, even dog paddle or whatever. And his mother is like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, he don't know how to swim. Now he knows how to swim. Do you? No. And he looks at her and she starts running away. But the point is, sometimes you just got to jump into the deep part of the pool and just do it. You've observed how another GM does it. In fact, if they're any kind of GM, they will help you. And if you're any kind of gamer, you should ask questions. You know, how did you do this? How did you do that? Some are even generous enough to show them your notes. Now, if you buy a module, okay, I want to run the module, but I don't know how to be a GM. Well, jump in the middle of the pool. You got the books. I assume you have the books. The rule books, and you've got this module. Figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, ask somebody. There's a lot of resources on the web to ask. Ask your friend, especially if you can get somebody to show you. That's how GMs used to be made in my day. It's like you learned how to GM from another GM. You learned how to game from another gamer. They would just pass it along. You know, I don't know, oral tradition or whatever. And sometimes you pick up some of their bad habits, but, you know, that's the kind of thing you have to, you know, that's part of the game. You gotta watch out for that. But the point is, if you can't do it, I mean, there were times when nobody, the one guy who owned the book was the GM. Everybody says you're the GM because you own the book or books or whatever. And it's like, okay. And they sit down, and maybe their first couple of sessions might suck. I mean, suck bad. But there's no reason why you can't learn from that. There's one thing, okay, here's another example. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or even in Marvel Comics, I guess, Tony Stark is Iron Man, but he makes mistakes. But he's really good at learning from his mistakes. That's what you have to do. After a session, you sit down. You might even want to poll your players. What did you think of this? What did you think of that? How'd the session go? What are the parts you didn't like? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you just sit down and go, okay, here's their feedback. Now I'm going to do my feedback and going over what happened. Saying, okay, I didn't like me doing this. So I got to do something else. So you go back into the book, you fix it. And if you can't fix it from what's in the book, maybe it doesn't cover it, you come up with something that works. That's the whole point. Coming up with, it's not just coming up with a house rule. The house rule has to work. Okay? I've seen GMs who have dozens of house rules they go through, and it's always like, okay, last session I tried this house rule, didn't work. Now let's try to do something else with it. Okay, next session I want to try this house rule, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it is trial and error, basically. And, you know, within about, I'd say, 6 or 7 sessions, you pretty much would get the hang of it. Because you know remember, these books, they always say these books are guidelines, not strict rules. And I believe that. Because here's something else about it. What are these books? Is this a book you pick up to read, as in a novel or something? Or do you use it to play the game and reference stuff? That's what these books are. They're reference books. When I used to go to the library, and sometimes I still do, they would put the D&D books in the reference section because that's what they were. And the reference books you don't get to take out. You use it there. As a matter of fact, I remember that one library stopped carrying role-playing game books because people would take them and not give them back. So they made them reference books, but that didn't work because they'd just take them. So, you know, that's what they are. They're reference books. You don't buy them just to read. I mean, they may have some good stories in there and you learn how to play the game. Yeah, but they're not there for, like, entertainment. You make the entertainment out of them. You are the one. It's like handing a novelist a book to how to write, for writing, you know, an aspiring novelist. And it doesn't tell you a great story, but it tells you how to make great stories. And that's what you and the players are doing at the table, is making great stories. So think about that next time. Sit down. Okay. I'd say start with there are plenty of, like, first to third level, you know, intro modules that you use. I mean, intro is not even just for the players who haven't played or hardly played before. The intro stuff is for you too, for the GM, the new GM. I mean, there is a reason if you look at, I think it's not In Search of Adventure, but the Keep in the Borderlands, the original Keep in the Borderlands, you can see that Gary is going out of his way. It doesn't read like a normal module. I mean, yes, it does, but he also puts in there, okay, this this is what you have to do, and this is why you're doing it. It shows GMs how to GM. I mean, learning by doing is the best, but this is as close as you're going to get. There are other modules out there too. The Tomb of the Snake God by Skirples. That is a great intro module because it will show you what it is doing and why it is doing it. So that's the kind of thing you got to look for. And if you don't have that, just go and hit the books again. Hit the rule books and see what, you know, you can see what it covers. And what can I say? Prep. And just jump in the middle of the stream and just do it. That's all I got to say. It's kind of a pep talk today. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. Not Anchor, it's Spotify for podcasters. Anyway, we are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They give to me monthly. Gilbert Sarez, Benjamin Brodell, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you. For other good podcasts, Dan Griggs the Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinker's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.